Virgo sun signs and Virgo rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for June 2019. And May was pretty major for you, Virgo. There were some major invitations through the Emperor card to really step into fullness, to step into that sensation of the right to exist, the right to walk the land of your own life, and to also look to nature to model that. To look at that process of dropping some of your editorializing or analysis on your own process and really just allowing yourself to amplify, to expand, to slough off, and to really exist in your full flower. And the card that's coming through for you in the month of June is the Page of Swords reversed. And I just want to take a second to invite you into an image of an amusement park. This may or may not be resonant. You may have, you know, conflicted feelings about that kind of experience, but the kind of momentum of some of the rides in an amusement park where it doesn't have to be this super intensified sense of a journey where you're locked in and then you're leaving everything that you've known, but that you're electing in some way to step onto this ride. You're giving your ticket, then you're getting kind of locked into the container or whatever it is in the roller coaster or other kind of apparatus. And then off you go. And there may be trepidation about that, but there can also be the sensation of simply like the wind on your skin. It's similar to riding in a convertible with the top down and feeling the actual passage of wind through your skin and across, you know, through your skin and across your hair. And so this energy is really about mental change. It's about a rapid acceleration of shift in storyline and a willingness, a really conscious willingness to drop some of the old storytelling. And this doesn't mean that you have to create a shame spiral when something comes up where you're like, I can't believe I'm in this story again, or why am I talking to myself in this way? You don't need to add another layer of shame to something that already feels, you know, kind of tweaky or sensitive. But this is an energy that's really heroic, and it returns you to the seat of the original kind of gift of the mind, to be able to shift with the wind, to be able to respond to fluctuations in the light and the temperature, and to free our minds, to kind of free our lives up. And this is really perfect medicine for you during Gemini season, which is also ruled by Mercury alongside your Mercury rulership. And Mercury is about communication. And yes, this is a month to really feel into the kinds of language that you use, the kinds of communications you have with others. But it's also your availability to make kind of micro movements and micro shifts in your orientation toward your life, toward the people in it, towards experiences that come up. Like, what if you could change just, you know, one little degree, one kind of little kind of shift in the light around a certain situation that might blow apart the situation entirely, that there is no movement that is too microscopic this month too. But it's really a month to consider the quality of wind and the quality of breeze. Literally go outside and feel the way that air moves things around, because this is a month for you to step into that kind of mobility in your own consciousness. And it may look like a hurricane, but chances are it may also look like just a slightest suspicion of a shift in a wind on your skin, and to be available to that. So really wishing you an intriguing and expansive month of June, and I will speak with you in July.